This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15. Magic Spoon, healthy cereal that tastes too good to be true. Get free shipping with code YWHMAGIC. Purity Coffee is organic certified, high in antioxidants and free of contaminants. Save 20% off with code MMANUTS20. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 550.
550!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. Five of my fans, four of my fans. We're rock the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on?
Well, NFL playoff football. Did you watch any games?
Holy fuck. Did you watch the Bills Chiefs?
Yes, everything was bananas. Like everybody was scoring right at the end. Tom Brady, the Black Devil, comes back from like being down 100 points in the third quarter. So, and it's like crazy stuff happened, fumbles and just
I forgot how many points, because it was weird, because I caught the Bills Chiefs game with like 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And that was probably like the perfect time.
Yeah.
There's like a million points scored in the last 2 minutes or something.
I think 32 or something crazy. I don't even know. Like
it was so bananas. And then basically overtime gets decided by a coin flip. So I don't understand how that overtime works. Like whoever gets the ball first, if you score a touchdown, you win.
It's over. Yeah.
If you kick a field goal, then the other team gets a chance. I don't know. That doesn't seem fair. I almost think you should just play a fucking another quarter or something. And see what happens.
Well, that, or they just play and see if you score.
It's go back like, and forth until someone doesn't
they
score
a touchdown. We score a touchdown. They score. If they go a field goal and they go a touchdown, then it's over. You know, so like whoever
got to go back and forth. You got to give the other team a shot, because the way it's set up is just 100% unfair, because it's basically a flip of the coin determine who won that game. Right.
Yeah.
Horseshit.
So much firepower offensively. Oh, yeah. I wanted to bring up this video I had.
Sure.
Where the hell is it? Here it is. The Stefon Diggs. There was a guy apparently who ran on the field.
Oh yeah.
Did you see this?
Yeah.
I have
they didn't show it on the broadcast, but someone I think was filming from the stands.
But can you see this? So let me make sure the volume.
No, I just have a big white screen.
Seriously?
Yep. I see nothing. I see nothing.
You see dead people?
Sometimes. I see dead people.
How about now? You got it?
Yep.
Perfect. So here you go. Perfect. Here's the guy. Is it playing?
It's thinking about playing.
I have no luck with this. God dang it. Hold on.
There we go.
And he gets destroyed.
Yep. And then he gets a follow-up slam, and then he puts him in the fucking rear naked choke.
He loses another shoe. I wonder if I can.
And then one of the players launches his shoe.
He launches his shoe out into the crowd. Guy picks up his hat. He's like, "Hey, everybody, I'm on the field." Number 55 is like, "Hey, man, you lost your shoe. you want this back? What are you doing?" And he's like jumping around. There he goes. He's doing a little "Hey," and then the cops show up. It was and they grab him. But I'm just, my question is what compels people to do this kind of thing? I don't really understand.
I would blame the alcohol manufacturers. It's all the alcohols, right?
I guess. Is that what it is?
It's something.
I think that guy was totally sober.
I don't know about that. Wow, my Zoom interface is fucked up. I can't downsize it enough to a normal portion. This is really fucked up. Normally you can downsize it so you can like overlay your shit and see everything, but now I have to like really put everything so low.
We're having technical problems today. Try the escape.
Well, I'll try. I'm gonna break something. It installed a new version of itself today.
Yeah, same. Maybe that's why my thing isn't playing. Yes, it's the same. I didn't even have a choice. I just started it up and I was like, I'm installing.
So it's like there's an extra 2 inches of black screen on the top of where I see both of us.
Oh, that's wild.
It's odd. Anyway.
Shall we talk UFC 270, which just happened over the weekend?
Yeah, what do you think the pay-per-view buy rate was?
425.
You are very generous, sir.
I think so. Is it? Do you know the number?
No, I don't. I was going to say 250. Because I think I'm taking into account that they also boosted this by $5.
And oh, I forgot really, about that. Yeah.
And really, I think that's a deal breaker because they would have been better served raising it $10 because $74.99 is just like a weird price. $79.99, if you're going to raise it, make it all nines. You're selling yourself short. And I think they passed a breaking point at $70. Like if you're a $69.99, I feel like the breakage point. They may have lost 40% of sales.
Yeah, that extra $5 makes it seem like it's a whole huge. Lot more than what they raised it by. I agree. So, but I don't know. It's a heavyweight fight, so I think they'll do all right. Close to five maybe is my guess.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know if they'll report anything because after a fight, a lot of weird shit happen. But let's talk about the fight itself. So I think our prediction was it's either going to be a first-round knockout or a five-round boring-ass fight.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we got that five-round boring-ass fight. And I think that's part of Ciryl Gane's game plan.
There's a lot of dancing around in like this first second round. So
right, it's a lot of non-engagement, and I get that you're a little hesitant because Ngannou's got a lot of power. Mm-hmm. And what was the rumor on Ngannou? He had like a fucking torn ACL and an MCL.
Yep. Oh, his whole knee is blown up.
And that's why he had, I think, two knee brace things on. So kind of trying to conceal the injuries, but first two rounds were all gone, and then the next three, it's Ngannou, but it's not Ngannou striking, it's Ngannou wrestling.
The wrestling, which is in takedowns, which is, yeah, that one wild takedown.
Oh, that was slammed fucking down. Awesome.
Just, you don't see heavyweights do that often anymore, so.
No, and I had the gif of that. I can't find where I put it, but that one will probably get us pulled, but yeah, he caught the kick and then just fucking, like, swept his leg and fucking slammed him into tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But who would have thought that you're going to see Francis Ngannou turn into a fucking D1 wrestler?
I would have never thought so that weird. Would be, especially with a torn knee, you know? So
yeah,
it's kind of,
so I guess maybe that's safer for him too, because he doesn't have to be moving and he can't plant as much on his punch.
No twisting.
Yeah. So it's odd. And also coming into this fight, there's all these weird things that were happening to Ngannou and his camp. So there was his manager got some random text from someone in Vegas talking about something racist and good luck getting your next contract. And also Ngannou was saying on his way to the fight, they got an email from the UFC saying they were going to get sued after having talks with Jake Paul's promoter about boxing. And then after Ngannou wins, Dana White doesn't put the belt on him,
nope.
Doesn't do a post-fight press conference. Obviously, there's contract issues, and Ngannou wants more money. And I think he said he feels like he left $7 million on the board. And he only got paid $600,000 for this fight.
$600,000, yep. Actually, I got the numbers. It's gone. Yep. I keep calling them gain. I don't know why. I know,
it's hard not to.
$500,000. The two pie weights got one, Figueiredo and Moreno. One got $150,000, one got $200,000. Michelle Pereira, $100,000, $50,000 win bonus. But yep. From there, it kind of nosedives from there. I mean, there's someone who only made $10,000. Gennaro Valdez on the undercard, $10,000. There's
not 12. I thought the minimum was 12.
I don't know. They have it listed at 10. So there's two or three guys at 10, and then there's a couple, like three people at 12. A lot of like below 50,000. Lots of that. So
yeah, and then a couple of fighters had some comments on the pay structure and their issues with the UFC. So let's start with Mark Hunt first, and he says. And now they will put Francis at the back of the bus and turn on him like they do every other fighter that speaks up. I hope he doesn't sign again until they pay him his dues. He was getting ripped off royally like every other fighter in the company. World heavyweight champion getting a $500,000 to $600,000 US. My last fight with this company 5 to 6 years ago, I got $950,000 US and I never had the belt 5 years ago. And the reason I was getting that was because I always spoke up and told them they need to pay. They are not your friends, and you need don't need brown nosing management to rip you off. Jesus Christ, Mark. Punctuation. Get what you're worth. Francis Ngannou, don't live on your knees. You're a fighter in and out of the octagon. When you're the heavyweight champion of the world, no should not be in your vocab anymore. I guess it must be just the UFC heavyweight title, worthless and unworthy of your time and blood. So basically what he's saying is he got paid a fuck ton more 5 years ago when he wasn't even the heavyweight champion.
Right.
And Tito Ortiz weighed in. He said, Francis Ngannou, congrats on the fight and standing your ground for the future of all MMA fighters. I tried and they tried to erase me from the UFC's history books. I hope they do the same to you.
What?
I think he fucked that up. I think he fucked that one up.
I hope they don't. Is that what he meant? Don't do
that. I think that's what he was trying to say. But, you know, Tito and the media and interviews, it's not good. It's not good. So with all that being said, do you think Ngannou ever fights in UFC again? Because this, I think, was allegedly his last
it's his last on his contract, and I think they're at a standstill at the moment because of everything that's going on. I mean, I wonder if you go, where's he going to go? Bellator? Sure, but...
Boxing, because I think Tyson Fury is trying to lobby for a fight with him, and I want to say Fury got paid $30 million for his last fight, and Wilder got $20 million. So there's that out there. And
I mean, I'd watch that, but I think that wouldn't go well for Ngannou.
He'll get destroyed. 100%.
I think he would. Yeah. So that's a tough one, but $30 million, if you can get some, that would probably sell. I think that could be a big sell.
That would be a huge sell, because you could say current UFC champion. And it's really in the UFC's court right now, but it sounds like they're doing everything, and Dana's acting like a 5 year old girl right now. Like, what? I get you have disagreements, but Jesus Christ, can you not be man enough to put the belt on him, handle the press conference? I don't know.
Well, and he fought hurt, which, you know, you gotta respect that. And, you know, he's, one of his comments about that was, is, you know, I could get hurt anytime, but the fight was happening. I figure if I have a chance, I'm going to go in there. So that makes sense. That's a fighter. You know, you got to respect that.
Yeah. Especially that kind of injury.
Yeah. One thing I meant to mention earlier when we started talking about this, did you notice that they updated their COVID protocols? They're no longer testing anybody.
Yeah.
If you're vaccinated.
Well, I think that's smart.
There's no testing if you're vaccinated. So,
because I think the NHL did something too, where if you are not symptomatic, like they're not testing, I think everyone's finally realizing, hey, if we want to have a sport, we need to stop testing everybody all the fucking time, because we're going to keep catching people. And in hockey, now what they did the same thing that they did last year, is like they have a taxi squad. So basically they have a bunch of guys that are not in the minor leagues. They're on this fucking weird squad. So if any of your players test positive for COVID, you have all these other guys that are fucking basically practicing with the team. And then they're like, man, maybe we should just stop testing. Like, no shit, right? Nobody's sick. Don't test anybody. We have no issues.
That's right. It's only a problem if you know.
Right. If you don't know, no issues. If you're not showing issues, don't test. It makes sense. Whatever. Anyway, so do we answer the question, will Ngannou fight in the UFC again?
I'd say yes, but he might not for a little while. I 6 months, point. 6 months to a year, he might not. I have a feeling that there's a potential for that. I don't know.
Yeah, I want to say, I thought when he won that it extended everything by a year, even though he doesn't have a fight left on his contract. So I think he's actually just going to sit out and move on. Because I think it's all this ESPN shit. Like, the UFC does not want to pay fighters what they're worth now. They're trying to just nickel and dime everybody down to the lowest amount possible for them to fight. Like, what did those pie weight champions get paid? Like 100,000?
100, 150 and 200. Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I probably wouldn't pay those guys that much either. I think that's probably overpaying.
They're overpaid.
But they're fucking champions, right? Like, champions should get paid. You look at the PFL, if you become the champion there in the tournament, instant $1 million. Like, there's a big discrepancy, and it almost seems like it's coming to a head now, because I think fighter pay is the biggest thing you're hearing talked about across the board than we've ever heard in the past, to the point where they're going to lose their heavyweight champ.
Well, the stage got bigger. So as they had more exposure, so now the voice is larger, you know, and there's more news outlets picking up stories like this, and it's everywhere.
Yeah, so, and then they want to pay less and less too.
Right.
Because they're trying to cut costs and keep that revenue number going up, but at the expense of the fighter. So kind of weird. And then I saw there's some interesting fighter celebration. I don't know if you saw this. This is Vanessa Demopoulos. So let's see if Twitter is going to work for me today. Ooh, you know. Okay, it's working. Let's try this. And Ika!
Oh!
Ika!
Man, what if
Ika!
That just sounds like it could potentially. Didn't someone jump in Joe Rogan's?
Yeah, that's part two of her.
Oh, okay. You have that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I stole your thunder. I'll be quiet.
No, you're good.
I saw that. I saw the picture of that. I didn't realize there was a video.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
And he caught her.
Like, hey, let me just keep interviewing you. I'm pretty strong. It's like, pick me up, daddy. Like
they planned this.
That's so awkward. I don't like it. I don't like it. It's got very...
He got a call from his wife like two minutes later. Joe, what are you doing?
Well, I don't know about that. I feel like she knows her place.
Just kidding.
She knows maybe where her place is. In the kitchen.
But
I'm just saying. Maybe we should talk about our sponsor, Manscaped.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Hey, roses are red. Violets are blue. Don't let a wild pube wreck you. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and our sponsors at Manscaped are here for you with the best tools to get your balls ready for the special occasion, the V-Day. It's time to join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com, use code MMANUTS for 20% off plus free shipping.
I'd like to also propose that we make February 13th a national holiday as National Shave Your Balls Day. Who's with me? Are you with me, Matt?
If it's a Friday, I'm with you. Because then I feel like some kind of machete slasher, little Friday the 13th.
Uh-huh. So then you can also... don't forget to smell good, not only around your balls, but all over. Made with Manscaped signature scent, the Manscaped Refined Cologne will complement your collection with the smell of perfection. Your balls and lady will thank you. Mm-hmm.
So you can get 20% off and free shipping with the code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com with code MMANUTS. Join Cupid and shoot your arrow with Manscaped this Valentine's Day.
Not your load.
Yeah, I thought they were going a different direction. They're trying to be tricky and shit. It's all good. In the hood. So what else is happening out there?
Did you see Misha Tate?
No.
Moving to 125. Here she is taking the obligatory bathroom shot, you know, because that's like the only place you can find a mirror like that. I always found that really
weird. I was going to say, I feel like I need to be doing this. I've never taken a selfie of myself off the mirror. That one time when I shaved my head for the first time.
Okay.
Because I wanted a little before and after.
But yeah, you need a bathroom because they have the full body mirror in there.
Yeah.
So ceiling to floor mirrors usually, bam. Unless you have that in your bedroom. Maybe you have some ceiling mirrors. You just saw like, I want to see everything.
No, that was just like the honeymoon room happened to have like the ceiling mirror. It's pretty fucking cool. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fucking cool. Then there was a kid in high school. His parents had that in their bedroom. That was weird.
I wonder what they're doing.
Math.
Mm-hmm. They're probably school teachers.
Solving problems. Boy, this Zevia is real good.
Mm-hmm. It's a little strong, is it?
A little strong. Smooth, though.
Once it hits the lips, though, right?
Yeah, once it hits the lips. I'll just say that. Let's see. I'm going to see if these links are going to work because I was pulling up shit earlier and Reddit was having an issue. Well, I can't stop this video. I'm going to have to try to time this. So apparently there's a new training technique. UFC training.
What is
I think
happening?
It's super fabulous.
Hello, how are you, George?
Imagine if that's Nate and Nick Diaz. That's how they run on the treadmill.
Is he flipping the guy off? What's going on?
No,
he's got a finger up.
Da, 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 da.
He's got his finger up or something.
He does. Maybe he's flicking off a camera. I don't know. I feel like I'd like to train like this.
I'm free. I'm a prancing ballerina.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God! How did he? Did he have to practice to run that?
I think you have to. You got to be careful.
Okay.
So we had that going on. Then I saw this interesting new fight league, one of the two. Let me get your commentary on this.
Is it about a bedtime activity?
No.
Oh.
Oh, hey now. Hey, da, da, da.
This is like
oh shit. Bam! Motherfucker.
Those dudes are yoked though.
Yeah, they are. They usually are though. That one.
That's wild.
It is. I think that's Russia. These are usually the videos that get us pulled off of everything. So we'll see how that works out. And then the last one, just real quick. This is the next biggest thing in combat sports. Coming up right now. Professional pillow fighting.
Yes, that's the one I was going to talk to you about. I have a video of it actually in action in the ring.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I want to see that. I'll kick it over to you.
All right, check it out. I saw this and I was like, WTF, what is this? So let me refresh this. Hopefully it doesn't kill us with the volume. There you go.
Oh, men are doing this shit.
Men and women and boys. This is what it looks like in practice. So
is anybody getting knocked the fuck out?
That's I don't know. What I want to know is what's in the pillows, because here he's got some women going.
Yeah, it's a good question. I'd like to imagine it's bars of soap.
Oh, he almost got clipped with that. Bam. Oh, she goes down.
Oh, yeah. You got to do some spinning shit. Yeah, so they keep trying to like fade out.
I don't know what the strategy is for all this, but you know.
Whirling dervish.
You get the gist of it.
I'd like to get the gist of it.
I feel like I could be competitive in this. I should totally try it.
Hey, we've got pillows. I've got a garage.
Oh, God. You should call Pete.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, what are you doing this weekend? You in a little pillow fighting? Like, what's
we should
that?
Do it in the cold. Come on. When it's like minus 10. So we get
like today, it's fucking perfect. Very brutal.
Oh, boy, man.
Yep.
Well, that's all I got.
Okay.
I think.
I'll pull up some other shit here.
Oh, no, I got one more thing. So go ahead.
All right. Hang on. So apparently teachers are starting fights with students now.
What?
So I saw this. I'm not going to play a lot of it, but definitely not the... Like they're like squaring off, and then the fucking teacher just says, "You know what? I think I've had enough of you." Bam! And then it's just fucking on. Like, what the hell is going on?
That guy's getting so fired and sued.
Yeah, and he's got something in his hand. Like, he might have a walkie-talkie in his hand while he's striking the kid.
Man.
So anyway, like, that shit goes down. But I think the best stuff was, like, the comments. So, yeah, he's just saying, yeah. Fuck it. I'm probably going to lose my job anyway. Go, go, Gadget, Piss and Fury! Where are all the comments? Like, the fucking
he put his
catch
fist
these
on
jazz hands about to be a B flat. And then there was a really good one in there somewhere. I don't know what the hell happened.
A minor. Hey, go up, go up, go up. He put his fist on A minor. No, you don't think that's a good one? That's pretty good.
Well, it kind of, I had. Well, there were some really good comments, and apparently the way this is going, I can't find them. So I just, this got all fucked up. It was really good.
That's okay. I feel it.
It was something like, yeah, I can't even remember it. Maybe it'll be in next week, because for whatever reason, like, all this other nonsense is... Mm.
Damn Reddit.
Yeah, it's showing up weird. I don't know. Mr. Holland's something or other. Anyway, well, sorry. Fuck that one up. Go ahead. Can't find it.
Okay. Did you see the new Bellator graphic? Let's see. What do you think about this? Do you like it?
Yeah, I'm okay with this.
Amosov versus MVP, looking a little like camo style.
Yes, I like this.
It's pretty solid, right? Looks like a fight's gonna go down in the London. That should be a good one.
Yeah, MVP. I feel like he's ready to do work on everybody.
Yeah, he's pulling it together. I like it. I like it a lot.
I'm still reading these fucking comments. There was some really good shit and I can't find it. That's irritating. So I'll have to remember that for next week. Did you see, as I'm going to have to mute this a little bit. Let me test my volume here. Oh shit. That's so loud. So Megan Anderson tweets out, she's doing hot girl shit. Like, check this out. Oh, hang on. You know, I want a little bit of volume on this one.
Oh, damn.
That's a fucking shotgun.
Just in randomly in some neighborhood, there's like cars everywhere.
No, she says she's in Prague, Czech Republic. But notice how little recoil there is on that shotgun.
How is that possible?
It's fucking engineered perfectly. Because she's not even basing it against her shoulder. And then, like that one under her armpit, if that was a regular shotgun, you're going to launch that gun. But goddamn, where can I get one of those? Probably not in the U.S. That's why she's in fucking Prague.
Super, super dangerous weapon, looks like.
Training for the next 007.
Mm-hmm.
And let's do a little Ask the Nuts. Did you know that it's hot in Brazil?
I knew it was hot in Brazil.
I'll show you a picture.
How hot is it in Brazil?
It's so hot in Brazil, Ingo. This is Jenny, a ring card girl.
Nice.
Jenny UFC. Yeah. So you got a little UFC tat right there, too. Huh. It's very hot in the Brazils. Just so you know, in case you're keeping track at home, kids. Oh, do you got knowledge? For the week,
I'm thinking. I tried that trick with the boiling water outside.
It was kind of
turn into vapor, you know. It didn't.
Yeah. No, I think I've tried that once too. How cold does it need to be though? Like a million?
I'm not sure, but it didn't work.
Million below zero.
It was pretty cold over the weekend and lots of snow.
It's fucking been so brutally cold. I was out snow blowing the other day, and I had to put my face mask on. So you just have your eyes and like a little nose and your mouth hole open. And then I put my like big fucking whatever Russian type hat on, but it's got like the fur on, fake fur on the inside and covers your ears. And like the face burn from the wind was just brutal while I'm snow blowing. Hey, speaking about blowing, did you see, I was looking at my mom's tires the other day. Apparently she's sponsored by a fucking porn company. And a porn video, the Cum Ho 7. No, they made 6 of those prior to that one. I'm like, that's good, mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know which dating app this is, but this chick's got it going on. This is Gemma. She's 20. She's like, I'm like a microwave, easy to turn on, warm inside. And if you put a baby in me, I'll kill it.
Oh my God.
Like that fucking escalated quickly.
Wow. What is this world coming to?
Well, you could use birth control. I don't know. That could be a simpler thing. Or are you just like, fuck it, man. You want to pump one in me?
Less
make
invasive.
A baby? Fucking yes. Take care of it. I mean, I can respect her. She's straight up, but that's a fucking dumb 20-year-old for you.
Yeah, they're all dumb.
I know. I'm about to have one very soon. Yeah, about 2 weeks, my daughter will turn 20.
Congrats. You got one more year before the big birthday.
Scary. Scary.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? Playing any video games?
No, I haven't even touched it. I've been playing some music, though. Writing some songs. Might get out there in the spring, summer, and perform a little.
You playing any cover songs or
some,
just writing?
Some, yeah.
What are you playing?
Cover songs, some Black Keys, some Chris Stapleton. I'm not a country fan, but I think he's like kind of in between blues and country, so I like that. I don't know what else is on there. Original songs, Kings of Leon.
Yeah. Is your sex on fire?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
Sometimes. My dick is gross.
It's gross. Yeah, just random stuff like this. And then some obscure bands like the Marcus King Band. If you like that Southern rock, I recommend you check out the Marcus King Band. So.
Hang on. Is that that one I was thinking about? Hang on.
He's a young guy. I would play it, but we're going to get
banned. Yeah, you'll get for sure.
He's like 25 years old or something.
Oh, God.
What are we Googling?
Oh, that was something else. Bishop Gunn.
Bishop Gunn. No, never heard of that.
No, that was the band that does the opening intro music for Theo Von's podcast.
Oh, nice.
I was like, is that the same one? I'm not thought I heard something. I heard things. Heard good things. There's no UFC this weekend. There is a Bellator. Ryan Bader is fighting someone.
That'll be good.
In obscurity. Hopefully we'll have a promo code by next week. Working on that. Showtime.
Bellator's Showtime.
Bellator's. And I think that's it for this week then. Let's shut down.
Okay. I will get out of this thing. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Yeah, Griffith. Thanks for playing.